listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
Friday evenings at 6 p.m. here on CFRC, listen to Saltwater Music, a show covering all musical genres from the East Coast of Canada. Celtic, of course, but also rock, jazz, blues, folk, and a lot more. I'm your host, Rob Carnell. Tune in to Saltwater Music Friday evening from 6 to 8 here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Or you can catch us on the web at www.cfrc.ca. And for our listeners out east, that's 7 p.m. Atlantic and 7:30 Newfoundland.
Hi, I'm Evelyn.
I'm Naomi.
And I'm Jory.
We are Pink Snail, and you're listening to 101.9 CFRC Radio.
Mom and Dad don't look so hot these days again.
Hey, this is Sam from Punk is Dead Radio. Tune in every Monday night at 10 p.m. for everything from pop punk to proto punk to hardcore. On CFRC 101.9 FM.
Want to help a kitten in need? Check out local nonprofit Napanee Kitten Rescue, which is dedicated to the rescue, rehabilitation, and adoption of homeless kittens and cats. You can help by fostering, adopting, or donating to this great local charity. This kitten rescue helps furry friends from bottle baby kittens who lost their mothers to older cats who need to be socialized. Check out NapaneeCommunityKittenRescue.ca for more information.
Hey, this is the Dean here. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. Woo!
The mood.
I'm radio.
CFRC.
The best radio station we've ever heard.
And good morning. Welcome back. You're tuned into CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. For those of you listening in through the web, we are located in the lower level of Carruthers Hall on the beautiful Queen's campus. My name is May, and this is The Mood with May. I don't know why I picked that as my show name. That was 3 years ago now, which is crazy to say. It's been a minute since I have done a review of the music that I've been listening to, so that's what we're gonna do this week. Specifically, we're gonna be looking at my year in review now that it is a new year, a new month. I wanna go back and explore some of the music that I loved and the genres and subgenres that I really dug deep into. And I'm doing this kind of to re-inform myself what I listen to, because sometimes I feel like, because, I don't know, music is so accessible now, it becomes less ingrained what you listen to on your day-to-day. So I try to be really mindful of, you know, the artists that I'm listening to, being really intentional with how I listen to that music. And I talked a bit about intentionality in music consumption and art consumption last week, so I'm not going to get into that full thing. This week is just going to be lots of fun talking about the music that I love, the artists I've discovered, the artists that I've dived deeper into, and some new releases, some concerts I've seen, kind of just an all over the place episode. And I really hope that you enjoy, and hopefully you come away from this with some new music or some new artists to listen to in the new year. Lots of new things. We're gonna kick things off with a set that's based off of a playlist that I made. Oh God, I don't even remember when I made this playlist. It was sometime, I think, in January of last year, which is kind of crazy to say because I feel like I just started like adding to this playlist. Okay, March. I made it in March of 2025, so about 9-ish months ago, if I'm doing my math right, 9 or 10 months ago. But it's basically called From Crying to Clubbing, and it's music that is kind of electronica but at the same time, I feel like I could cry to some good examples that I'm not going to play, but just as like honorable mentions include Okelu with Choke Enough and looking at artists. There's an artist that I found through making this playlist called Golan, who it's like I believe they're a Japanese electronica artist and they're super cool. I recommend you check them out. But think of like Party For You by Charlie XCX or like the new Lord album or Tove Lo, but basically like specifically the Blue Lips album from 2017. I've recently added TATU, which was featured in Heated Rivalry. Now, if you're in the stratosphere of social media, pop culture, you'll know what I'm talking about, but I listened to the song and I've heard it before and I've listened to it before and I had it liked and I had it on some playlists, but after reevaluation and careful consideration, I've added it to my songs that I could cry to and also club to. We're gonna get into the few songs that I selected from this. Now, some of them I selected because they're Canadian artists and I wanted to highlight them, but the other song I selected is because I think there was a couple of months where this song was intermittently on repeat and I made everybody I know listen to it. I played it when I took over Aaron's show Whiplash because I thought that it was a very Whiplash song and I love it and I could still listen to it like on repeat multiple times back to back. But we're gonna kick it off with that. So that's Earth Eater with Solid Liquid Gas. Now, this is off of their 2019 album, Trinity, and they have since released new music. They have an album from 2020, from 2023. They did a 10th anniversary release. So there's lots to dive into in terms of their discography, and through them, I discovered a lot of artists like Yolola, Sega Bodega, Kiss Facility, etc. They also appear on FKA Twigs' album, Eusexua. Anyhow, so if that legitimizes this pick for you at all. After that, we have Milk and Bone with a track off of their new EP from December of 2025, A Little Lucky, which was actually a collaboration with Chromeo, which is another... So Milk and Bone is from Montreal, and then Chromeo is a production duo from Montreal. I believe Milk and Bone is... I don't think they're sisters. I'm getting them confused with somebody else. But Milk and Bone is a great group. I have had them on repeat for a good part of this year. Specifically, I have really enjoyed their newest EP that I'm going to be playing a song off of, as well as their EP from last year, Baby Dreamer, which was also just an incredible, that was from beginning of last year, so January 2025. I had Two Little Mountains on repeat for so, so long. Foregone was an excellent track, as well as Hands Dirty. I mean, the whole EP was absolutely incredible. If you like electronica, I recommend you check out Milk and Bone if you've never heard of them. Same thing with Chromeo. They do a lot of really cool production. They're a little bit more popular. They've worked with the likes of Lord and a bunch of other people I can't remember off the top of my head. But after that, our final track of this set and this mood, vibe, whatever you want to call it, is Saya Gray with HBW or Heartbreak Way. This is off of her album Saya, or I guess self-titled, which came out this year in February, February 2025. Now, Saya Gray, she's from Toronto. She's a multidisciplinary musician. Not only are the visuals for this album absolutely incredible and just so interesting, but I've seen so much critical acclamation for it or a commentary. I know Exclaim said that it was one of their top 10 albums of 2025. And I've seen a lot of international creators in the music spheres pick this album up and kind of give it the accolades that it deserves, which I'm really excited for. I love when Canadian artists can get recognized. She has some previous music, including an album in 2023 with a counterpart in 2024, and then another one in 2022. This is just a very beautifully done album, from the lyricism to the production to the instrumentalization. And I think that really, like, Saya Gray is going to be an artist that you keep a lookout for when it comes to the next few years. I know she just put this project out beginning of 2025, so it might be a little bit before we see something else from her, but I'm really excited to see the trajectory of her career. So without further ado, we are going to kick it off with Solid Liquid Gas by Earth Eater right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. This is The Mood with May. Thank you. Welcome back. You just finished listening to Saya Gray with Heartbreak Way, or HBW. Before that, we had Bloodshot by Milk and Bone and Chromeo. And then at the very top of that set, Earth Eater with Solid Liquid Gas, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. This is The Mood with May. Today we are doing a year in review. We're kind of walking through some of the music that has informed my year, new playlists that I've created, artists I've discovered. I will say, I have known about Milk and Bone for quite some time, but I don't think I've ever been as invested in them as I have been in the past year, I guess is fair to say, 8 to 9 to 10 months. And same thing with Saya Gray. I never knew about her until I heard this album, and I think I started listening to it in March, and it was absolutely incredible, and I strongly recommend you listen to it. And I'm backed up by Exclaim and various online creators, and I'm not just saying it because it's CanCon and because she's amazing. But after that, now we're going to go into a completely different everything. A genre of music, or a subgenre, or a culture around music that I have always really been invested in is alternative culture, specifically looking at, I don't know, female rage, like Riot Girl, Riot Girl adjacent, but like Riot Girl in broad strokes, meaning that, you know, I'll listen to like Bratmobile and whatever else, I'm blanking on everything right now. But also looking at groups like Soft Cult, which I'm going to be playing, which is more of a grunge take on the Riot Girl mentality. Or if you look at artists that have the more alternative adult contemporary vibe to them, because I don't have a better word, but looking at artists like Fiona Apple, where it's very much rock direction, but maybe informed from a different bass genre. And it gets really tricky because it's embodying sort of the similar female rage, but it's doing so in a very different way. Now, I'm not going to be playing Fiona Apple today because I feel like I play her quite frequently. And I want to take this chance to highlight an artist that has kind of disappeared in the past few years. And I'll get into that in a second. But and then I'll be highlighting a couple more adjacent artists or artists that are on my playlist. Now, this playlist specifically is called It's All in Your Head, which comes from a Fiona Apple song, Paper Bag, off of When the Pawn. Yes, I know. It sounds very, I don't know. It's interesting. But this is one of my most listened to playlists, I would say. It's a very good, when I don't know what to listen to, I feel I'm always in the mood for these songs. So we're going to kick it off with Queen of Nothing by Soft Cult. Now, this is the most recent single that they have released, and it's leading into their album, which is coming out on the 30th of January, called When a Flower Doesn't Grow. Now, this album already has some great songs released that are going to be on the final release. It's 11 songs total, and I believe 5 are already previously released, but I've quite enjoyed everything leading up to this. I saw Soft Cult last year. I was supposed to see them this summer in Ottawa, and then the show got canceled because of whatever reasons. And I am really excited to see where their career goes. I think that they have the potential to do really well for themselves. They're opening for Lights on tour in the spring, I want to say, which I want to go see them. I also love Lights. It's just going to be a matter of what my school schedule looks like. And then after that, we're going to be playing Anna Nalick with Consider This off of Wreck of the Day. Now, this album is from 2005, and Anna Nalick has since moved away from the more teen angst, I guess, subgenre, culture, whatever. Her most recent work is The Blackest Crow, which is... it has a lot of, like, classic covers on it. But then her original, most recent original album was At Now from 2017. Now, I've been following Anna Nalick for, oh, I don't even know, before high school. So at least, I want to say, 12 years, if I'm giving a ballpark. And I discovered her through the song that I think everybody knows, which is Breathe 2 a.m. Now, this has played in Grey's Anatomy. It's had a lot of good sync opportunities, but I feel that the rest of her catalog is so, so, so much stronger. Now, Wreck of the Day itself has a lot of great tracks. Citadel is great. The song I'll be playing for you today, Consider This, is one of the lesser listened to tracks, but one of my favorites. Catalyst in my head. Like, this is probably a perfect album for me, and that might be something to do with nostalgia, but it's the same thing with the 2017 album, At Now. One of the first songs that I learned to play on guitar was Knots from this album. I don't know, it's just a very interesting album, sonically, lyrically, etc. And another interesting thing about Anna Nalick is I followed her on social media, and she released a couple songs just kind of through online videos, whatever. And I remember I went to go check her profile because I wanted to, like, listen to this song that she hadn't released yet. She only had put on her Instagram, and her profile was gone. And she also had another profile that was something about, I think it was, Is This Seat Taken or something like that. And it's like all of these chairs or, like, seating things that she found, like, on the side of the road. So, like, if somebody threw their couch on the side of the road, she would take a picture and post it and then, like, put, like, a little poem about it, which I thought was really cool. But that disappeared, and she's basically nowhere now, which really sucks because I would have loved to have seen her live, even though she only really performs, like, in and around her town, from what I could tell. And she didn't get a lot of traction in the industry because she spoke out against the industry and against her label, which, as we know, is never in favor of the musician. But I strongly encourage you to go check out her discography, this song specifically, this album specifically, if you're into the more Fiona Apple, PJ Harvey sound. But also, her 2017 album is equally as amazing in a different way. And then after that, we have... The Cranberries was So Cold in Ireland off of No Need to Argue. Now, this is one of my favorite Cranberry songs, and it doesn't necessarily fit into the Riot Girl mentality, but I think in terms of, like, adult alternative or alternative music in general, it fits into that vibe. So it's on the playlist, I think, just because when I listen to the songs on the playlist, I'm like, oh, you know what else I would like to listen to? This song. And hence is the point of a playlist. So some of the songs are not necessarily specifically related to the thematic concept. And that's why this is here, because I like it and I can do what I want. And then finally, we're going to finish it off with a group from Toronto. They are in the punk alternative scene. The song was actually released, I believe, a week ago. It's called Quake. It's by Kingdom of Birds. They're based out of Toronto. They have a good amount of music out. They have an album from 2023 called Barks and Moans. And then they also have a couple singles since then. I've played some of their music on my other show, What's Brewing, which is all new, all Canadian music. So if you're interested in getting everything from every part of the Canadian music scene, all new, all fresh, that's Tuesdays, 7:30 a.m. to 8. Anyhow, after that little plug, we are going to get into things with Queen of Nothing by Soft Cult right here on The Mood with May, CFRC 101.9. FM.
Again, and things are starting to get interesting. Don't give me choices, cause I can't decide. My mind is filled with words. I've come to terms with all my insecurities. Impurities, no friend of mine. And dreaming doesn't do no good, cause I don't wanna lie that I'm okay and I'm alright. I'd rather take it and forget it. Consider this a warning, cause I'll start another fight. We'll be right back.
hours of messing with a lesson that I'll never learn. I'll go from bad to worse and later back to better, but I'll never better bridges that I'm meant to burn. And dreaming doesn't do no good, cause I don't wanna lie that I'm okay and I'm alright. I'd rather take it and forget it. Consider this a warning, cause I'll start another fight and you're consider this a warning, cause I'll start another fight if you say it's all alright. I'll wait for the day when you find I'm too much for you.
for me. There is nothing for me. There is nothing for me.
And welcome back. You're tuned into CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. This is The Mood with May. You just finished listening to Quake by Kingdom of Birds. Before that, we had The Cranberries with So Cold in Ireland, Anna Nalick with Consider This, and at the very top of that set, Queen of Nothing by Soft Cult in anticipation of their new album, January 30th. Today has been a year in review, all the music that I have loved and have discovered. We're getting into our last few songs of the hour. Now, here's the tough part, is I listen to so many musicians, so many genres, so many diverse things, that it's hard to fit it all into one program. Now, I did want to include some hip hop. However, I am now getting nervous about how clean the tracks are. So honorable mention to hip-hop and hip-hop adjacent genres. I love jazzy hip-hop. I love more new age like, I don't know, Tyler the Creator and Doechii, but then I also love Diggable Planets and whatever. So this is your sign to listen to so much music that you can't fit it into one program. The last few songs that we're going to get into are more on the side of jazz abstractions. There's a lot of modern jazz in here as well as R&B, soul adjacent. These are newer artists, and it's because I specifically got into jazz fusion genres a lot more this year. Now, for example, the first track that I'll be playing is by Hades Coyote. I've been listening to them for, I want to say, 5 years at this point or more. And it was really this summer where I like dived into their entire discography, and you know, I was listening to that in combination with a lot of other artists. I have a playlist called Eclectic Jazz Soul Fusion, which I made for my coworker because she said she doesn't like jazz. And I was like, you have to like jazz. You like jazz? Anywho, we're going to get into it with Mobius Streak by Hades Coyote. This is off of their 2013 album, Talk Tomahawk. After that, we have Salome, which is a lovely artist based in Montreal. And she's very much emergent. I'm excited to see what else she has coming. But this track is from April of this year. It's called Holy Grail. She just put out a single called Hunger and Thirst in October, which is very amazing and lovely as well. And then finally, if we have time, we have Celeste with Gott Street Park and Both Sides of the Moon off of Not Your Muse from 2021. So without further ado, we are going to kick it off with Mobius Streak and Hades Coyote right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. This has been The Mood with May.
where's all my energy? Let's love to call it vain. Premeditatedly, love me to hate on me.
For revenge,
my enemy. There is no rose spell on me. There is no kissing in 4 years. I was obsessed with demons.
I was obsessed with
demons. Trade back my energy. That juice belongs with me. I was the battery. Gratitude for the pain. You were the end of it. I was the holy grail. Never run and try. You will see me cry. You wanna hear I die. Gratitude for the pain. You of inequality, your own spirits. Tired of inequality, giving me back. What I pour, still my cup it running over. All my light and darkness gone, no more shame. Demons. Trade back my energy. That juice belongs with me. I was the battery. Gratitude for the pain. You were the end of it. I was the holy grail.
Never run and try. You will see me cry. You wanna hear I die.
Gratitude for the pain. You were the
Hey, yo, what's up?
This is the OBGM.
And you are listening to CFRC 101.9
FM.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat. Beat.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat.
Beat. Join us every Thursday at 1 on CFRC.